Oil prices have been steadily climbing in recent months. Brent, which is the international benchmark for oil prices, had reached $80 a barrel for a brief time last week. That's the highest mark in 3.5 years.
Today, it fell to below $77, perhaps a sign that things are turning around. And U.S. crude finished below $69 after peaking at nearly $73 earlier this week.
As we roll into Memorial Day weekend, a gallon of regular gas will cost you nearly $3 across the state, but some places could even break the $3 mark.
So what's up with gas and oil prices these days? Well, Jim Ritterbusch is here to explain. He's the president of Ritterbusch & Associates, an oil trading advisory firm based in Galena, Illinois. Jim, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you.
So before we get too into the ups and downs, Jim, can you just tell us how the price of oil generally gets set?
Oil simply gets set by supply-demand forces, and in the past couple of years, on the supply side, OPEC has cooperated with Russia in limiting production by almost 2 million barrels a day, and that's helped force the price up. At the same time, Venezuela has seen a steady decline in their production, and that's forced a elimination of a huge supply surplus of about 260 million barrels of crude oil that just existed about 2.5 years ago.
I think a lot of us hear oil prices are going up. We might not think anything of it. We hear gas prices are going up, and all of a sudden alarm bells are going off. Are we talking about two very separate things here, or is it a safe assumption that when oil goes up, gas is right behind it?
Gas is right behind it. They correlate highly. So gasoline represents about half of the refined crude barrel, and when the feedstock, the crude oil, goes up, gasoline tends to correlate highly with that increase.
Recently, we've heard news that the U.S. has decided that they will pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. There are worries that Iran's exports may decline. How big of a player is Iran in terms of the global price of oil, and how much does that factor in here?
That's been a big factor ever since the Trump decision to renew sanctions. And Iran is a major player in the global oil market scene. And their supply was restricted for a number of years until the Obama administration took sanctions off. They cranked production up by more than 1 million barrels a day or so. And now it looks likely that we're liable to reverse those gains.
And sticking with the international theme, let's talk a little bit about Venezuela. You had mentioned that before, this is a country that's going through some economic turmoil, oil industry in a bit of a hurt. Give us a sense as to what's happening there and how important Venezuela is to the overall oil markets.
Well, Venezuela is a member of OPEC, and their production has been in decline for a few years as a result of the political turmoil in the country. So it looks like they could see a reduction in their production to around 1 million barrels a day here by the end of this year unless things turn around. And this was a output that was running at 2.5 or a million barrels a day or so. So it's declining, and there's no indication that that decline is even poised to level. But this is another reason why Saudi Arabia and Russia today indicated that they're willing to increase output and apparently in a effort to offset some of these expected lost barrels out of Iran, as well as the ongoing decline of output in Venezuela.
This feels like it would be the time where we start to hear increased calls for more domestic production. Is that something that people are talking about right now?
People are not only talking about it, but it's happening. We're seeing a dramatic upswing in shale oil production. It used to be where the increases would be coming out of North Dakota, but that dynamic has shifted down to the Permian Basin in Texas, where we're seeing the big increases now. The only problem with that is we don't have enough pipelines. We don't have enough takeaway capacity to get that crude out of there and into the Gulf Coast region. But bottom line is it looks like we're going to continue increasing U.S. production from around 10.7 to as much as 11 million barrels a day by this fall, which could make us the largest oil producer in the world.
Are we also, I mean, I know that we want to rely on our own oil here, but are we also exporting a lot of oil to other countries who also have that demand?
We're definitely seeing a huge upswing in the exports since the restrictions were lifted. So we're exporting as much as 2.4 million barrels a day compared to virtually very little exports, you know, in recent years. So that's become a very very big item here as far as precluding any big dramatic supply increases in the U.S. As a matter of fact, we've virtually eliminated a supply surplus of crude in the United States, and we're just about at average supply levels at the present time.
We are talking right now with Jim Ritterbusch of Ritterbusch & Associates about where oil prices, gas prices might be headed this summer and beyond. And Jim, going back to OPEC for a second, we heard reports of OPEC and Russia considering boosting production for the first time since 2016, possibly by a million barrels a day. OPEC's next meeting is in about a month. Just generally, we touched on it a little bit, but I mean, what kind of impact would this have on prices, do you think?
Well, just the talk thereof has forced prices down by more than $3 a barrel here just a day. And backing up to Wednesday, we had the International Energy Agency of the United States indicating a surprisingly large increase in supply of almost 6 million barrels. In addition to that, we've had the U.S. dollar appreciating. So we've had a combo of items that have added, or that that have been accompanied by an increase in the drilling rig count just today of 15 units. So these four items alone have dropped the futures price of gasoline by more than 11 cents in just 3 days. So that's a good news. Bad news is it takes a while. You have a time lag before that translates down to the retailer pump level. But at the end of the day, it doesn't look like these $3 average gasoline prices are going to go much higher.
I want to talk more about why some of the production gets cut back in the first place. If we're even talking about someone boosting oil production by a million barrels, it means that that was cut back at some point. And I know you said that so much of this industry is driven by supply and demand, but it seems like there's always demand for gasoline here in the United States. I'm wondering, going back a little bit, what accounted for some of these cutbacks in production in the first place?
Well, this goes back more than 2 years, almost 2.5 years, when we had a huge excess of supply. So if you back up to 2.5 years, we were looking at crude prices down around $30 a barrel or less, compared to around $68 today. So at that price, we're seeing U.S. Production that was simply running at the less than the cost to produce it. So OPEC, in the meantime, was losing money, even in some of the more wealthy countries, and they, for the first time, managed to engineer a pact with Russia to curtail production by 1.8 million barrels a day. And they did a good job, but surprised me. But they eliminated a huge supply surplus to the point where now supplies are just about average. So now they're flipping and they're saying, okay, we've accomplished our objectives, so we're going to loosen things up. And some of that, I think, is politically charged. I think when Trump slapped sanctions back on Iran. They did Saudi Arabia a favor, and now Saudi Arabia is looking to return that favor by increasing production and pushing prices a bit lower.
So if that wasn't enough to keep track of, there's something happening kind of on the horizon that we wanted to get your take on. A story in CNBC on their website caught our eye. Some analysts are warning that new emission standards on ships, we're talking about huge ocean liners, these are expected to kick in around 2020, may cause crude oil prices to soar. Morgan Stanley says Brent may climb up to $90 a barrel. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, first of all, some of the banks are already saying crude could go to $100 by the end of this year, and I just don't see that that happening. As far as looking down the road a couple of years, a lot of things could change, and some of these standards, as far as shipping is concerned, I think at the present time are being a bit overplayed. But that factor is one that probably won't achieve any clarity until sometime next year. And in the meantime, there's a lot of factors that could develop that could completely offset that. So from my perspective, I'm not viewing that as a critical item at the present time.
Let's bring it back to the United States for a second. We're seeing a lot of big cars being sold on the road. We got an announcement recently that Ford was going to be phasing out some of their smaller, maybe more fuel-efficient cars in favor of trucks, in favor of SUVs, which apparently American consumers are in the market for again. Are there going to be a lot of consumer regrets a couple years down the road if crude oil prices keep ticking up like this?
Sometimes when you see things like that begin to evolve, it's a pretty good sign that prices are approaching a top. So I think that the buyers of the SUVs and things are probably going to receive some satisfaction. I don't think they're going to feel sorry for the decision, at least when you're talking about the cost of gasoline or diesel. But yes, there's been a huge swing that way. I think some of the car makers have even stopped producing sedans for the time being. Everybody wants a truck or an SUV, and I see that trend being sustained, if I'm correct in assuming that we pretty much hit our lid here of around $3 in regular gasoline on average.
And that's a good place to leave it. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Have a nice weekend.
You as well. Jim Ritterbusch is the president of Ritterbusch & Associates, an oil trading advisory firm based in Galena, Illinois, and we talked about where oil and gas prices might be going this summer.